For those who aren't regular viewers, trying to understand YouTube culture and what makes people click the subscribe button can be a little confusing. The highest paid YouTube stars of 2018 included a 7-year-old coming in at number one and a bunch of video gamers playing games and talking about those games.
Hey Ryan, what are we going to play with today?
We're going to play with Hot Wheels Ultimate Garage! It even comes with 5 cars and 1 helicopter.
Boom! If you are watching this video right now, then that means you love surprises. Everyone, pause what you're doing, and I need you guys to pay attention.
Now, this shade is a very icy white, but it does have a beautiful green undertone. So you guys know you can take these with your fingers. You can take them with a brush. I like to just go like this and literally, ready for this? Just pat them on, literally. Just pat them on, baby. You ready for it?
Someone's going to crack me. Oh, hello! It's them! It's them! Ah! Oh, it's so scary! I had 4 kills as well!
You can join in at 800-642-1234. Are you or is someone close to you a big YouTube viewer? Do you subscribe to some of these top-ranking stars? What do you like about watching their channels? Are you trying to become a YouTube star your own self? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org.
Jitendra Sadeb is a celebrity news and pop culture expert. He's researched the power of YouTube stars and appeared on shows like CNN Tonight and Access Hollywood. He's also a regular contributor to publications like The Guardian and Forbes and is the author of the new book entitled The Kim Kardashian Principle. Jitendra, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you, Darrell, for having me. It's lovely to be speaking to Wisconsin and yourself.
Well, thank you so much, and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
For listeners who might not be big YouTube users, how would you describe the culture of YouTube?
You know, it's such a phenomenal culture. In 2014, I gave a research study and an interview to Variety magazine. And in that interview, I said that YouTubers were more influential than traditional celebrities amongst younger generations. And at that stage, you know, in 2014, people were like PewDiePie, KSI, Smosh. I mean, we haven't even heard of them. And who could possibly be more influential than Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston in Hollywood? But now we're actually seeing that come true. You know, we're seeing a lot of these YouTubers break through now and more money than traditional celebrities and be more influential.
While people use YouTube for all kinds of things, from how-to videos to watching shows or even music videos, it does seem like young people seem to be the more dedicated users. Are you seeing it that way as well?
Absolutely, yeah. I think that YouTube is definitely a younger generation platform. Millennials, Generation Z in particular, the youngest generation we have at the moment, the youngest cohort, are truly digitally native audiences. They don't know a world without YouTube. They don't know a world without cell phones. So absolutely, it is first and foremost a younger audience. Having said that, younger audiences now are teaching their parents, you know, about YouTube and older generations. So we're being led by more technology savvy younger kids now. So in that regard, yes, it is for younger kids, but at the same time, the older generations are also joining in.
Now, looking at this list of the highest paid YouTube content producers and what you know about the YouTube culture, what do you think makes someone more likely to make it in YouTube or make themselves famous by using YouTube exclusively?
Yeah. Well, the appeal of YouTube stars and YouTube celebrities versus traditional celebrities in particular is that they are authentic. They are real. So they are taking their true passions, whether that's video gaming, reviewing toys, as we saw that 7-year-old Ryan doing it, $20+ million last year. Do beauty tutorials like Jeffree Star. I think we heard him at the start of this segment. They're taking their passions and they are truly turning them into businesses. And that's really appealing for younger audiences. You know, today, younger generations want to march to their own drumbeat. They want to, you know, they don't want to work to live. They want to live to work. And when they see these new types of celebrities doing exactly that, that can be really inspiring and influential.
a lot of the money that they're making has a lot more behind it than just their videos. Many are selling gear and items. They're even getting sponsorships. Can you talk a little bit more about being an influencer and how you would go about doing that?
Yeah. Well, firstly, I mean, you know, influencers very much are about, you know, coming up with a passion that you truly believe in and developing your own following. And once you develop that following, once people start noticing who you are and they start telling their friends about you, then your following can grow pretty quickly. And that's the power, really, of the relationship between an influencer versus a traditional celebrity. Fans believe they have an equity stake with influencers because they found them when they weren't famous and they made them famous. So that's a good place to be. And then the way that you'll make money as an influencer is through brand endorsements, either, you know, reviewing products or putting your brands up, names of the brands in your videos, or even, you know, doing branded content, creating special videos for particular types of brands. So there are lots of ways in which you can actually then start making money as a result.
Jitendra Sadev is a celebrity news and pop culture expert. He is also the author of the book, The Kim Kardashian Principle, and we're talking about the power of YouTube and what it means to be a YouTube star and a YouTube influencer. You were talking about, just briefly, about the fan bases of some of these stars, and I wanted to just expand on that a little bit. People subscribe to their channels to receive updates, but what keeps people coming back to watch videos by the same people or the same person?
Well, I think it's because of their characteristics. You know, they're real, they're authentic, they're candid, they're funny, they have no filter. All the things that younger generations have now been raised around. So you see with the internet, with social media, you see a lot of the younger generations are really savvy now. They can tell if a traditional celebrity is saying that they like a product because they're trying to flog it. They can tell whether somebody is fake, right? So this whole idea of authenticity detectors, younger generations have strong authenticity detectors. And why they love YouTubers so much is because they're real, they're authentic. And that can be really powerful today to really connect with somebody on a device like your computer, which is a very intimate device, and see skits, see sort of people really just being who they are and being proud of who they are.
Now, you talked about some of the YouTube stars, and for some of them, it's a meteoric rise to stardom. But there is a downside. There's been some rocky times for a few of these YouTube stars, like Logan Paul and PewDiePie. It seems that they've been only slightly damaged. But what are some of the long-term effects and the downside to being a YouTube star?
You know, there are always risks whichever way you turn. And I think that when you are authentic, when you have no filter, when you really put yourself out on the line, you're always going to be open to criticism, to a lot of hate. And I think the good thing about YouTubers is that they know how to turn that to their advantage because they've been used to that. Wherever their social media, wherever anybody is given a platform, there is always going to be somebody who's going to criticize them. So that's just part and parcel of it. I mean, PewDiePie is still very much in the game. Logan Paul is still very much in the game. And they learn from, you know, they learn from the responses they get from their fans, and they decide themselves whether they want to take those risks again or whether they want to change their strategy.
Is there a danger of YouTube burnout?
You know, like any celebrity, like any product, you have a life cycle. So, you know, one YouTuber is not going to remain popular forever and a day. And the difference between a relationship between a traditional celebrity and a YouTuber, it is more intense. So a fan is more likely to jump to another YouTuber if that first YouTuber isn't putting up enough videos, because they want more and more nowadays. The more content you can give, the more happier fans are and the more intense their relationship is with YouTubers. So absolutely, there is a risk of burnout, but the YouTubers that can continue to create content and continue to satisfy their fans' appetites are going to continue to be successful.
And finally, do you think the lifespan, in talking about stardom and the risk of burnout, do you think the lifespan of a YouTube star is likely to be shorter than other celebrities?
Not necessarily, no. I mean, YouTube celebrities are still a new phenomenon. So we have to wait and see just, how long one particular star will keep, burning bright, so to speak. We've obviously had a lot more case studies with traditional celebrities. But you even see in a traditional celebrity format, although you might be still seeing, big icons in Hollywood, those celebrities aren't necessarily drawing in the bucks at the box office anymore. So, there's a difference between whether somebody is still famous and whether somebody is still making money. So time will tell, but certainly they seem to be rising and rising at the moment.
Jitendra, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks so much for having me.
Jitendra Sadev is a celebrity news and pop culture expert. He's researched the power of YouTube stars and appears on shows like CNN Tonight and Access Hollywood. He's also the author of the book, The Kim Kardashian Principle. He joined us to talk about the YouTube culture and some of its biggest stars.
And if you or someone in your family is a big YouTube fan, you can tell us about it. Email ideas@WPR.org. Who are some of your favorite YouTubers? What keeps you coming back to them? Or what's turned you away from them? Email ideas@WPR.org.